All right, welcome to AYC, Architecture Conversations. Mike's here.
Nate.
Okay, who else we got?
We got Shane.
Maverick Culpepper.
Okay, so this is Maverick's first time. This is Shane, how many times?
I think this is my fourth.
Fourth?
No, this isn't your fourth.
I knew it was three at least.
I think it's three.
One with Tyler Spencer, one with Jose, one with Braden. It's my fourth.
Oh, you did one with Tyler?
With Spence?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him to come back to church.
Shout out to Jose. Still our most listened to episode.
Yeah, y'all.
For whatever reason.
Y'all pumped it. Y'all pumped it as much as possible. Like, yeah. Reposting all that stuff. Well, a lot of life's happened since then. I don't even think Maverick was in our youth group, but last time you recorded with Jose about shout out Jose. Conroe, do you go to Willis?
I go to Montgomery.
You go to Montgomery. Mm-hmm. How is Montgomery?
I love it. Yeah. I went to Conroe. I did not like it. It's very different.
Really?
Tell us why. Why didn't you like it?
I don't know. It's the teachers. Everything's different. The kids are different. They act different. Way different.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us maybe, what's the word, more details on what different is? Say it. They all have
blonde
hair.
You can be mean. You can be as mean as you want.
Well, there's a lot of people who think they're gangster.
There it is.
Okay.
Oh my, I like this. Okay. At Conroe or at Montgomery?
Conroe.
Yeah, cut that out, James.
Yeah, I told you that one.
Yeah, Conroe's definitely Conroe. Gangstas.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, well, some are actually in gangs at Conroe. Not many.
Yeah.
Some are. That'd be fair.
Then, all right, so do you hate Lake Creek then?
You're the same.
They're really snousy. Snousy.
Snousy? What does snousy mean?
Snobby? I don't know.
You mean snobby?
Snobby.
The Conroe's coming
snobby.
Out.
Okay.
The Conroe's coming out.
The Conroe. Conroe.
Conroe education.
Conroe education.
The Conroe education is coming out.
Yeah.
Shane.
Shane who goes to Conroe.
Who goes to Conroe. Like, just take it.
My education is perfectly fine.
Our education is perfectly fine.
Mine. I didn't say ours. I said mine.
It's all that wrestling.
Yeah.
Name three presidents. Anyways. can you?
Yeah, I'm good. Dude.
Out of in the 20th century.
20th century.
That's called the 1900s. Okay. We're proving our points.
You know, Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
John F.
Conservative
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want more?
Yeah.
Keep going,
go,
dude.
Go.
Oh, gosh.
How far can you go is the real question.
Who's the first one?
George Washington.
Okay.
I know
do you
that.
Know the second?
The second, was it Andrew Jackson?
No. He was like almost 100 years later.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't even make fun of you.
Andrew
Jackson
was the 1800s Trail of Tears, thank you. And he was one of the most racist presidents we've ever had.
Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson was a terrible person.
Really?
Yeah, he like...
Who was the second one?
He had something like, I don't know how many duels in his life to the death. Like, he killed people. I think he's killed two men. He beat someone with a cane as president. Someone
as
did a
president?
Failed assassination in his life, and he beat that man near death.
That's
with
not
a
bad.
Cane.
Someone tried to assassinate him and
like,
they failed.
Not secret
and then
service.
He...
They're just chasing him. Yeah, but he dueled people. He was incredibly violent.
Duel as in like with guns? Like
yeah,
he would
like
do
that.
Like the whole like.
Yes. Like he dueled. He was incredibly violent. He pretty much tried to wipe out all Native Americans at one point. The Trail of
did you know
Tears.
All that, Shane? Did Conroe teach you all that?
No. Oh, but here's the positive.
I didn't. Like, now that
the
I like, think about it, I've heard
Party.
That he was a bad person.
reason why still is he's the founder of the Democratic Party.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. So
there
Lincoln, Jackson.
Yay. Who's the second? Now I'm curious.
Who's the second what?
President.
President? John
Wasn't
Adams.
It?
Okay.
John Adams.
I thought it was.
Yeah,
what
Google,
number,
Google
what,
me.
What
I thought it was Hamilton.
What number
we
was
believe
Lincoln?
You, bro.
Lincoln was.
14th.
Lincoln was 1860s, so he was way later.
Wasn't he the 16th?
Look it up. Look it up. We got Google. We got ChatGPT. I'm sorry.
What?
Old man.
Number of president was Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. Is he like 50?
The 16th. Hey, oh, there's nice. That Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery education.
Montgomery,
right
Montgomery
education.
He would have said 14th if he was still going to Congress.
Montgomery
right
won.
Who came after Lincoln? I already know, like, our viewership
just dropped.
But who came after Lincoln?
Okay, now I'm back to Conroe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Do you know?
Don't know.
Very important. Whole reason why Reconstruction, my theory is Reconstruction really went south. Because this is the guy that came next.
Really?
Yes.
Literally?
Part of my theory. Yes. Because
who is it?
You're Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh,
was,
okay. Yeah,
he was
yeah.
head of
yeah.
the Northern Army.
Okay.
So I think Lincoln would have been more merciful hand.
Okay.
Historically than Grant would have been.
Gotcha.
Grant was right after
Lincoln. Just going on and on and on about presidents. No,
Grant was. Grant was after.
Was it like it was Lincoln's assassinated, and then immediately.
Then Grant gets elected. Yeah. So Grant is the president during Reconstruction.
But was there did the vice president take over after Lincoln?
I'm not sure. I think probably, but literally no one cares. If he did, no one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. He obviously sucked.
Obviously didn't make his mark in the
he obviously was terrible. Why?
This is a great
still need us here? Or,
look, some of y'all.
Do you need us?
Look, AP US history is a thing junior year. Some of y'all are going to pass now. Killing it.
Got to get those
numbers. Let's talk about if you got. Yeah.
Got to get those numbers up.
Let's talk about, like, why.
Hey, we could go into Clash.
Okay, so Shane, give us the deets. How do we keep a nice lady in our life in high school as a Christian man?
I don't know. You just be a good guy.
That's better than
you got a reason with them.
Simple advice. Shout out to last simple episode. Advice, but
shout out to Landon.
Be a
amazing.
Good guy. Be wrong.
Be a, what is a good guy though? Because
yeah,
show up. Be present. Don't just. I mean, yeah. I would say just do the basic things.
So just be a lukewarm. The base.
No. I would say the basic things go a long way.
Okay. So you're just kindness, nice words.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously you got to be okay with being wrong sometimes.
Mm. Oh, okay. There we go. That'll preach.
What
right there.
What do you feel like in specifically high school relationships? What do you think kills high school relationships the most? What's the thing that like just time after time kills high school relationships?
Can I answer this?
Yes.
Social media.
Okay.
Okay.
So go more. Like what about social media?
Like Snapchat. Okay. People like text people on Snapchat. Okay. I don't have Snapchat, but I've heard about it. And
so you're saying like cheating?
Yes. Gotcha. Yes.
Cheating.
And girls think they're cheating. Trust issues.
Okay.
Yes. A lot of trust issues.
That makes sense. I could see that.
See that.
Shane?
I would just say a lot of people aren't like secure in the relationship, and kind of goes with trust issues. Like people just get so scared so easily, and I think people take that out on the other person a lot, and that can ruin stuff.
That's good. Do you think being a Christian in the relationship in high school makes it harder?
No, I wouldn't say it makes it harder, but I think if y'all both have a good belief system and y'all both believe in the same thing, it can make it easier.
Mm. So you say if you're both Christians, it actually would be easier because you're more aligned and
I think if you're more aligned with your partner, it makes it easier 100%.
Okay.
Have y'all changed friend groups over the course of you're a senior or you're a junior?
Yeah. I'm a senior.
You're a senior and you're a freshman.
Sophomore.
From freshman year to senior year, Shane, did you feel like you changed friend groups a lot? Have you kept the same group?
Yeah, a little bit. Freshman year, I don't really hang out with those people anymore just because of people moved away.
Yeah.
But since like sophomore year, I've kind of had the same pretty much core friend group.
Okay.
But I mean, everybody else just kind of, because I played football, so I had football friends, and then now I wrestle, so I have wrestling friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, it kind of just depends on what you're doing. But, yeah, I would say my core friends stayed pretty much the same since, like, sophomore year.
Yeah, I've kept all my friends. But I have, like, a lot of friends, but, like, my core friend group, they're the same.
The same.
I haven't changed at all.
Gotcha.
Has church made it harder for the core friend group or easier?
To be honest, easier. Because I have a lot of Christian friends, and we have the same views on things. So, therefore, I think that's easier, to be friends.
Yeah.
But if your friends aren't Christian, I feel like that'd be a little harder.
Gotcha.
Okay. Shane?
I would say harder.
Okay, yeah.
Just because, obviously, like, in youth, we have people come and go, so you kind of lose friends from that. And then just, like, kind of like having like a partner, like, and having the same beliefs. If you have like a group of friends and you don't necessarily believe on the same things, it can make it a lot harder because you're trying to go one way and maybe they don't just care as much to go that same way with you. And you can't just try to drag along all the time.
Right.
Especially when you're trying to be better for yourself.
Okay.
So I would say harder.
Have your friend groups changed in church, or have they stayed relatively the same?
Mine have changed every single year I've been here.
And like in Arc Youth?
Yeah. Mm. Multiple times, probably.
And do you think that's just out of people like kind of phasing in and out?
I would say it's both. I mean, people come and go, people graduate, and then there's drama and I don't know.
Yeah. Drama in Arc Youth?
Drama?
No.
Drama to youth group?
No.
No way. Yeah, I mean, y'all pretty much go after the same girl at some point. So that does it's pretty drama, of course,
yeah.
In every youth group in the nation.
Yeah.
So, Mav?
Yeah, all my friends from the Arc, once I started like church camp, mm-hmm. I started off with two friends, and then every year people add to the friend group. So I feel like my friend group expands within like Arc Youth. It expands every year. Mm. And by going to camps and stuff, I make more friends and all that.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is it kind of a weird transition sometimes?
No, I think it's a good transition.
Nice.
For me, because, like, I don't know, if there's a kid who, like, comes here and then y'all both go to summer camp together and y'all get closer, like,
yeah.
They become more of your friends. So it's kind of the same thing with school. Like, if you go to school with somebody and they come to church and you talk to them more, get to know them a little bit better.
It's good.
Have you ever invited a friend to church?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
What is that like? Is it hard, easy? Like, what do you say?
Do you just stare into their eyes and say, do you need to go to Jesus?
You need God in your life.
I think it's, like, in the middle.
Okay.
Because first you, like, invite them, like, hey, do you want to come to Arc Youth? And they give you an answer. And then you kind of persuade why. Okay. You give them an explanation why they should go. It's not just, hey, you want to come to church? Sure. Mm-hmm. You always have to have an explanation.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've invited a bunch of people. Sometimes it can be hard, like if they don't go, because then you're just like, dang, like, why are you not coming? Or like,
yeah.
Do you not believe me? Or what is it? But I mean, after like being here for like 4 years now, you can't like hold yourself up too much on people coming and not coming, because at the end of the day, it's their decision and they want to go or not.
Yo, right. Give me the pitch. Like, I don't go to church, but I'm your friend at school. Like, give me your pitch. We're in like chemistry. We're in history. We're learning about Andrew Jackson. And teacher just stepped out of the room.
Droning on in the background.
Yeah.
Teacher just stepped out of the room. Didn't like what we'd say, other people. He had a problem with humanity.
And I'm like, dude, I'm football and like.
That's great.
You know, Fortnite is crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, I would say to answer your question, it's. I don't know. It's a lot different based on if they're already a Christian or not. Go to a church.
Okay.
Because, there's a bunch of other youth groups in Conroe, so sometimes I'll try to
You talk say smack why. About the other youth groups?
No, I don't talk smack, but I'll talk good on us.
Andrew Jackson was estimated to vary duels in his life anywhere from 2 to 100. Meaning, we don't know how many times this man fought.
Maybe 2, maybe 100.
Apparently, only really no one of them resulted in gunfire, where he did kill a man. Go on. What was your pitch to Trey?
The whiplash.
We learned? Okay, so you find... So, yeah, because I would say inviting Christians actually is harder, maybe. Because Christians have opinions on, understandably.
I found that hard in high school.
Yes.
It was much harder to invite Christians because of that reason. Because
they're very...
They had opinions already.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of going, well, that church is this. And like half of them are garbage takes.
Right.
That they just hear through the rumor mill. I invited, I think, an agnostic once. And he gave a really kind, like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not interested. I was like, okay, that's honest. Like,
yeah.
Tried. I did bring a friend once. He was Methodist, and I could tell culturally we were very, very different.
Yeah.
But he was really nice about all of it.
He was kind about it.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't a fit for him. I think he was in the Woodlands and was used to that crew, and us coming up to Conroe was just culturally very, very different than where I was at.
Yeah.
And so he was, I think it was a little tougher for him, but he was kind. He came to church.
Have you ever gotten rejected? You've been like, hey, dude, you should come check out church. And they're like, no.
I hate you, Shane.
Most of the time.
Most of the time?
Yeah. A lot of times. Because, like,
people What are already, the reasons they give? Like, why would someone say no? What are
it's always, if I people are those. Already set in their own youth group, like if somebody invited me to Wake, like I wouldn't go to the Wake.
Sure. But what if they're not? What if they don't go
that
to church?
That does not yet? Stop some people, though. They're like, yeah, I know you go to your youth
that
group.
That is true, yeah.
But why don't you just dip?
Nah, I'm committed at this point. Yeah. But, a lot of the drama reasons people think that we have this rep that I feel like really isn't even true a lot of the time.
The whole party church thing.
Yeah.
Jackson fought several duels to defend his wife, Rachel, from malicious rumors and ridicule.
Where's the plug to his mic?
Pick up the controller.
No, keep going.
I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was saying.
People telling you no. Whenever
So
and having like Arcuth having a reputation and all that.
Yeah, so we have like the party church church rep, but I asked him if I was like, well, have you ever been to a service? And they're like, no.
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well then you're
every
just,
time.
How are you gonna base your own opinion off it if you haven't even experienced it?
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
people who come here even once. They temper the hatred.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think if you go, your opinion on it would drastically change.
Even if they don't like it, they're like, oh, it's not a party.
Sure, it's not what I thought. Yeah.
One time it was like, that's a party church. I literally looked at a student. I was like, you actually been to a party? I was like, because I have. And it ain't the same.
It ain't
like,
it.
Yeah.
That's not how they function like at all. So Yeah, people come in hot with their opinions. The only thing I really don't like, though, is I don't like if someone is already plugged into a community in a church and they invite someone away. I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Because one guy, I think, was at Wake.
Mm-hmm.
You would actually know. He just graduated. But he was like trying to like, no, I'm going to drop by. And I knew he's involved. I said, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to. I said, no, really, don't. Don't do that. Like, stay plugged in. Youth pastor loves you. Stay there. Like, that's not our goal of trying to pull people from different youth groups. And
I don't like, I wouldn't say I try to pull them from the youth
group.
Right,
yes.
Mm-hmm. But if they're like talking about the youth group and how they might not like it, then I will kind of recommend.
Yeah. What was it? The Restoration Church youth pastor came
once. Yeah.
It's a church out in Wood Forest area.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Really nice guy.
Yeah.
Knows Chris Stone. Shout out to the sound booth there. Yeah, Chris Stone's there. Knows Chris Stone. But he came and he was like, yeah, I saw one of my student leaders at a vibe night in one of your photos. I was like, that's not good. So
you got anything you want to add there, Maverick? You look like you're
out of Montgomery.
Yeah, and that's different.
We actually used to be 80% Montgomery youth group.
Yeah.
Years.
There's like a really big church there.
FM.
Yeah. And a lot of people go there. Yeah. All of their, like, everyone in Montgomery goes there.
Really?
And I've always been here. I've been to FM, but I stick to here because I like it more.
And your family goes here too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's way easier. Mm-hmm. But it's also a thing, like, you invite someone and you could tell they're like, no, but like, all my friends go here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like kind of a thing. They don't want to leave their friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I've noticed actually with Montgomery and Lake Creek, what's interesting about my Montgomery and Lake Creek students is that actually I would say they might sometimes be the least evangelistic out of any student we have.
Really?
Because they like that it is not people from their school.
Mm-hmm. They like the separation.
Yeah. I liked that it wasn't people from my school when I went to College Park and came up here. I was like, yo, it's a social reset.
Yeah.
You get to socially reset. Like, it's no one cares. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't know who you are at your own school, and you can't be incognito. So if I invite more and more people from my school, that's kind of gets disrupted. And so sometimes, like, our Lake Creek and Montgomery students actually really, they'll be quiet about it. Mm. Like, this is kind of my space and my area where I get to kind of, because we got a kicker from Lake Creek. He comes with like his own crew.
Yeah.
He's real quiet about it, but he comes a lot.
Yeah.
And I notice he doesn't really like, he doesn't
like bringing people
because he likes it. It's his own thing.
Yeah. When I went to FM, that church, I don't know. It was just a whole different like aspect, whole different feel to it.
Yeah.
And like when I was worshiping, like something just didn't feel right. I didn't like being by the people at my school while I was at church.
Mm. They, I will say, I met their staff. They're wonderful staff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're really nice.
They're sweet people. Theologically, they're different. They're Baptist. And there's nothing wrong with being Baptist, but we have a different take when it comes to worship, and so we are stylistically different. But they are sweet folks.
And friends make a difference. Sure. That's probably what your friends going to church makes, like what we found probably, would say, maybe the biggest difference in students coming, especially our size. Kids who come and they don't have friends, they have...
He's waving us.
It's Andrew Jackson.
That's our 20-minute cue right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's friends make a big difference, whatever church you're going to, so... Do you have a question, Mike? You got like a funny question?
In 1802, a standoff with Tennessee's governor.
Yeah, I knew. I was like, we're going back.
He pulled out the phone. And I knew.
Apparently, it said it involved seconds. So apparently, he fought this guy, and they ran it back.
he was a terrible person. Didn't like the outcome. Ran it back.
He was genuinely a really bad person. Founder of the Democratic Party.
Tell him
a
boy Andrew, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's not me trying to do anything political. That is a fact. He founded that party.
All right, if you were a president, what's the first thing you would do?
Oh, wow. My goodness.
First thing you're doing.
I think president. I would do us all a favor, and I declare war with Canada.
There it is. let's just take it.
I would actually take Greenland.
I would take Greenland. You're ours now.
I'd take Greenland. I'd start fighting in Antarctica for no reason with all those small little homes represent nations.
Yep.
I would take all of North America. I'd declare war on Mexico and Canada.
Why? And like, why
you're
stop?
Now Northern America and Southern America.
Yeah, totally.
More confusing.
It makes sense.
We call it the Great American Continent.
The Greater America.
Greater America.
The Greater America. What about you guys? What are y'all doing? Your president.
Bro, I don't
first
got
thing.
A clue.
You don't have a nothing. There's nothing you would do as president. What's your thoughts on Israel Palestine?
I don't know. If I was a president, you know how I think Trump has like a Diet Coke button, and Biden had like an ice cream button.
I was kind of thinking that same thing. Like, I'd have
my Jackson power
Memorial
in some way,
Canada like. Button.
I'd have my own button.
There goes Michael's job.
Ice cream Canada.
War with our most peaceful neighbor.
Press a button for like a gesture to come in and start dancing.
Oh, so you just have, you would have a gesture. You would act like a king and have.
You'd have an emote.
I'd reinstate Prima Nocta.
You would, which by the way, y'all, jesters were little people most of the time.
Really?
So you would have a little person come in and start dancing every time you press the button.
Dude, that's, I mean.
Michael's the little guy.
Shots
good.
Fired.
That's good.
How's it going?
I won't lose on my that job. Note. Yeah, I won't lose my job over that clip. Thankfully.
Thankfully, I think we're both keeping our jobs after this one.
We made it through another
one.
We
made it through one more podcast.
That was rough.
But if anything on my button, I think it'd be Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Pepper, that's easy. Yeah. Easy money.
You get more electable.
Easy
Shane,
money.
Shane, you have to give us something before we're done.
Snacks is give a us different something. Story.
Oh, gosh.
What would you put? Like, what would you do as present? Just feel in your heart.
Make an Andrew Jackson Memorial.
There it is. There it is.
It's just him shooting the other guy.
His first speech is like, I'm glad to be president. Also, one guy I just don't feel like was appreciated enough.
Andrew Jackson.
He ran it back when he lost. Like, come on. Hey, you
run it again.
On.
He said run it
he
again.
He ran it
again.
Back.
That's terrible. Well,
never ducked a fade.
I think we all learned a lot and unlearned.
Yes.
Some would say
we learned things.
Some would say we're more educated. Are we in the right lane?
We learned things.
Yeah, we learned things. So
we learned more about
well
Andrew
done.
Jackson.
Welcome
today.
To AYC. Hope you're doing well. You know. Hope you stay with us all this while. We got more podcasts coming your way.
There it is.
We'll see you.
Bye.